This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Broncos introduced their new head coach yesterday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more on the former coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Sean Payton says the key items that attracted him to the Broncos job were the ownership, front office, and a passionate fan base. Those were key to his success in his previous head coaching job. After spending a year in broadcasting, Payton says he's ready to get back to coaching again.
There's challenging times, there's losses, there's wins. But every day you'd look and you'd hear it and you're thinking, I can't wait to get back.
Payton spent 15 seasons with the Saints and won the Super Bowl in 2009. The Broncos hope he can bring that winning mentality to a team that finished a disappointing 5-12 last season. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A bill that would allow people to repair their own tractors cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would allow farmers and ranchers to get agricultural equipment, like tractors, repaired at independent repair shops. The bill requires manufacturers to provide necessary parts, software, and other tools at a reasonable price. It comes after a bill Colorado passed last year to allow people to repair their wheelchairs. Separately, the company John Deere reached a private agreement with the American Farm Bureau to let their customers get access to equipment and technology to make repairs faster and cheaper. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Three artists have been picked to create new works for Denver International Airport. More than 300 proposals were submitted. The art will be installed at gate expansions on all concourses. 1% of all money spent on capital improvement projects in Denver is set aside for new public art, and that includes at DIA. This is CPR News and KRCC.